Deputy Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Antribu Osiakunsetri, has appealed to CLOCSAC to call off a strike and allow his leaders to engage in negotiations with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. Making the appeal, Mr. Osiakunsetri said the tripartite committee has written to the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission and CLOCSAC to resume negotiations on Monday. According to him, government is not happy with the illegal strikes and very soon the law will be applied to those who refuse to follow laid down rules. He spoke with George Ankra.
My advice I'm giving them is that the bitterest of wars are fought in the battlefield, but they are never settled in the battlefield. They are settled at the negotiation table. So I'm appealing to all the workers to come back to work and allow their leaders to go and engage at the negotiation table, sharpen their argument and prove to everybody that they deserve what they say they want. And if they're able to do that, it will be given. If they are not able to do, they should know that in fair negotiations, it is give and take, and that it is what is due that can be given. So I will appeal to the workers, and including their leaders, that they should go back to work and go to the negotiations. They settle on top-up premium. CLOCSAC is the closest organ or association to government. If you go to any ministry, apart from the minister and the deputy, all of them are CLOCSAC members. So nobody can hide any information from CLOCSAC members. They know that there is nothing in the single spine pay policy literature where we talk about top-up. But they are saying that they are demanding top-up premium.
In an event where workers go on strike illegally, what is the law saying? Are you supposed to pay them?
When workers go on strike everywhere in the world, and indeed in our country, the labor law is clear that the number of days in which you are on strike should not be the burden of the employer. The employer cannot pay you whilst you are on strike. So we are just telling them that, because sincerely, in CLOCSAC calling the strike, they say until they get what they are demanding, they are not coming back.
So what decision is government taking or the Labour Ministry taking on those who are absenting themselves from work continuously in the name of strike?
The tripartite committee met 2 days ago, and we have written to CLOCSAC and Fair Wages that they should come and meet the tripartite on Monday. We are hoping that they will come. But you see, if they refuse to come, as they did when Labour Commission asked them to appear, it is then going to be difficult. Government will then have to find a way of taking a decision as to how they are dealing with it. But I've stated the law. That is how the law is.
But Mr. Osiakunsetri, what is it that government is not doing rightly? Is it lack of education or lack of knowledge from the labor front, or the developments are politically motivated? What have you detected?
The government has tried to exercise restraint, knowing very well that workers are our social partners, and that our social partners will continue to engage with them. And that is why we have been always trying to let them understand and appreciate the fact that we need to go by the laws instead of just descending into the jungle where it is the survivor of the fittest. It is becoming increasingly clear that labor leaders just want to call the bluff that they will go on strike, knowing very well that when they come back, they will get their pay. So some labor go on strike, 2 months, they come and collect their pay. 6 weeks, they come and collect their pay. In fact, some of them have just called indefinite one. Government is gradually letting workers understand that it is not sustainable that we call indefinite strike and you come back and collect your pay. It is becoming unsustainable. They are just going beyond what is tolerable.
That was Deputy Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Antribu Osiakunsetri, talking to George Ankara.